Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. We're hearing Philadelphia pianist Gregory Duturk recorded at a recital during last year's Dakota Sky International Piano Festival at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. For 9 summers, the Dakota Sky Festival has brought world-class pianists to Sioux Falls for a series of recitals, seminars, masterclasses, and children's concerts. And Gregory Duturk is back for this year's festival. He gives a recital Saturday evening with cellist Maxime Koltsloff. He presents a seminar tomorrow. In just over an hour at 2, he leads a master class, and he joins us from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks, Carl. Good to be here.
Also with us is pianist Paul Sanchez. He's the founder and artistic director of the Dakota Sky International Piano Festival. And Paul, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. It's great to be here.
Well, Paul, after a year of planning, how does it feel now when the festival is finally getting underway?
That's a good question, Carl. You know, it's a good feeling, but it's also sort of a surprise. You know, it's amazing how so many hours go into planning it, and then all of a sudden it's just upon us, and whether we're ready or not, we have to do it. And it's always wonderful. But today we had a good start with the children's concerts. Greg and Kayleen and I did a kids' concert on humor in music, and we had a good time, and I think they did too. So we're already underway.
Well, Gregory Duturk, you're back to the festival this summer. I'm wondering what it is that you like about the Dakota Sky Festival that brings you here again.
Well, first of all, the executive director. but beyond that, the audiences that come to all of the concerts here, whether they be lectures or masterclasses or even the formal recitals, are all so appreciative. And Paul and Andrew Reiner do a great job of just making sure that all of the guest artists and the young artists are taken care of, have good host homes, know where they need to be when, and they all always do it with a smile on their faces, which I don't know how they pull off, but they do. It's mostly just the sense of community that Paul has built up in the last 9 years that makes me keep wanting to come back.
Do you also like having the opportunity to share your music with audiences here in South Dakota and to share your love of the piano repertoire?
Absolutely. That's why I still do it at my age. And it's not just at concerts. It's even in my host home, for example. They're very, very curious about what it is I'm doing when I'm sitting there making all that noise in their house for hours at a time. And then also getting to collaborate with both local musicians and others that come from other places to do either the salon concerts or recitals. So it's been nice to get to know part of the South Dakota musical community as well as meeting guest artists from outside of here.
Now, Paul, has the goal of the Dakota Skies International Piano Festival remained basically the same over the 9 seasons, or has it evolved and changed in some ways?
It's a good question, Carl. You know, I think our goal has always been multifaceted, but really at its core, it's about sharing music. And it's about bringing people together and forming community. And I think, you know, Andrew and I have been doing this for several years now, and we both were there at the beginning. And really what we wanted to do was share our love of music with audience members who already like music, share it with young kids who maybe haven't really been exposed to that sort of music yet, and give them the opportunity to learn more about music and enjoy it, and then also to provide an environment in which aspiring young artists that really want to go into music professionally can come in and have lessons and classes with really wonderful guest artists who not only play really, really well, like Greg Duturk, but can also teach so well. And I think that's always been at the core. You know, over the years, we've had various people come in, and that, of course, in and of itself creates variety. And so in a way, that sort of gives us that broader scope within that mission. But the mission itself has stayed consistent.
Is the festival a little shorter this year?
Much shorter, yes, Carl. Normally we've done 14 days. Even from the very first season, we did 14 days. This year is just 3 days, but it's a packed 3 days. So we're doing all the same things we normally do, just a little bit compressed. And so we've got the master classes, we've got the kids' concerts, the recital series, the seminar series, and we're also hosting the South Dakota Music Teachers Association, which we're so glad to be able to partner with them and really benefit each other, I hope.
No, Gregory Duturk, you're talking about the noise that you make on the piano at your host with your host family. I'm guessing that that's something that that's been the situation since you were just little. That when you were starting out playing the piano, your parents probably were wondering what all that noise was you were making.
Not necessarily. No. Well, my dad plays the flute as an amateur. He's actually a mathematician, and my mother was my first piano teacher. So, no, they actually encouraged me to make a lot of noise. The only problem was when I was still young enough that it just felt like a giant toy that I had just sort of inherited, I would kind of do it too much and at odd hours. That's the only time I got in trouble. But, I mean, after having lived in, you know, small apartment buildings for the last decade or so, I've had a lot of issues with making noise in my own home. It's amazing to come here and they say, yeah, practice till whenever you want, start whenever you want. And like, sometimes I bring in really weird music that I don't think is easy on the ears. And instead of just sort of being averted to it, they're intrigued by it. And that's part of the reason why I'd like to come here, because they like what's new and different. And it doesn't bother their kids and anything like that.
Now you play a large repertoire, going back to Scarlatti and Mozart, and then Debussy and Alfred Schnittke to some of the contemporary composers. Do you try to play everything you can?
Yeah. Actually, not everything I can, everything that I like. Because now that I'm out of school and don't have, you know, a little laundry list of things I have to accomplish every semester, if I'm going to put all the work into learning a piece and assimilating it and then memorizing it and playing it in front of people, I want it to be something that I enjoy. A lot of times for gigs, you're told exactly what you're going to play, when and where and with who. One of the beautiful things about festivals like Dakota Sky is that it's just, you want to give a recital? Okay. And then you submit the program and it's always all right. I'm lucky this time because I get to collaborate with a wonderful cellist who, you know, threw me some ideas, I threw him some ideas, and we met in the middle and actually came up with something kind of cool. You're going to hear Schnittke again if you come on Saturday night, along with more Debussy, but for two instead of just one.
Now, that concert on Saturday night with you and cellist Maxim Koltsov, Paul Sanchez, there's a special composition that you wrote that's in memory to someone who's played in the past festivals. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you, Carl. Yeah, you know, this is a piece that I wrote, started writing it in December and finished it just a few weeks ago. It's dedicated to my good friend Adam Golka, who's a wonderful pianist that's been to Dakota Sky many times, and in loving memory of José Figali. José Figali was Adam's teacher and was a mentor of mine from the age of 15, and he passed away in December. And he's been to Dakota Sky. He came twice and gave classes and recitals and really made a huge impact on everybody he met. And so that piece was something that I wanted to write in his memory and in his honor. And Greg was gracious enough to agree to play it for this recital, which I'm very grateful for him, for his willingness to do that. And also, he didn't have a whole lot of lead time because I didn't finish it until last month. So it's really generous of him to do that. But that will be on Saturday night. That'll be the premiere of that piece.
Now, on Friday night, there's a special salon recital. You're playing at that. So is Greg Duturk. He's playing at that. Tell us more about that salon recital on Friday night.
Thanks, Carl. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We did this sort of thing last year, and the audience really enjoyed it. We're going to be doing it in the Great Hall instead of in the Belbis, and the audience is situated on stage right around the musicians, so it's a very intimate feel. We want it to feel like you're in a big living room with friends. So we actually have food there. We have a bar with sodas and drinks available. And everybody will be kind of cozy and making music. So Greg will be playing, and my former teacher, Doug Humphreys, will be playing. He's giving the recital tonight as well. My wife, Kayleen, is going to be singing. I'll be playing, and Maxime will also be playing. So we'll be doing a lot of different repertoire from various places and various times, and hopefully having a lot of fun while we do it.
Now, you mentioned, Paul, the children's concert that was this morning. There's one more on Saturday?
That's right, Carl. We've got one more on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., and that will be that particular one will be on minimalism in music, and we'll actually have the kids join us in writing a little minimalist-style piece. So they'll have a really hands-on experience and get to toy around with some new things.
What ages is that geared towards?
Well, it's geared towards kindergarten through fifth grade, but we get some kids who are a little older and some who are a little younger, and we welcome them all.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
I wish I was a kid.
Well, hey, Carl, you're welcome to come down. Actually, a lot of the parents tell us that they really enjoy it a lot when they come. And we had a lovely family that was with us today at the children's concert. And all three of them were dancing, including the mother and...
And Paul and...
And I was dancing, too, while Greg was playing the waltz. So we had a good time. I don't think I was very elegant, but it was fun anyway.
And in about an hour, Gregory Duturk, you're giving a master class?
Yes, back at the Belbus.
Back at the Belbus.
And we've only got about a minute or so here as this festival is getting underway. Are you starting to look ahead now to the 10th season, which is next summer?
We are, Carl. We're making a lot of decisions at this point, and Andrew and I have been collaborating on that. You know, it's always a joyful collaboration with Andrew that we can sort of bounce ideas off each other and think of new things that we want to explore. And we've got a lot of new ideas that we want to put into play. I'm not exactly sure when they'll happen, but stay tuned.
Yeah, right now you're just focused on what's happening today through this weekend.
That's right.
All right, well, for more information and a full schedule, you can go online to dakotasky.org. And Paul and Gregory, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota
Midday.
Thank
you, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, Carl.
Paul Sanchez is the founder and artistic director of the Dakota Sky International Piano Festival, and Gregory Duturk is one of the festival's guest pianists. The festival opens today, runs through Saturday. Douglas Humphrey is the recitalist this evening, salon recital Friday evening, and then the concert on Saturday evening with Gregory Duturk and cellist Maxim Koltslav. For more information and where these are at the pavilion in Sioux Falls, you can go online to dakotasky.org. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Swemke is the producer. We had assistance from Scott Jensen. Special thanks to Nick Poppins for his help from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Coming up tomorrow, Kara Hetland hosts Innovation. That's at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next.